All right.
Okay, let's.
We're back on the record. We're good to go. Okay.
Okay, please turn
could
to.
You could wait 1 second? We've got a technical issue.
We don't need Stanton. We're fine.
Okay, we're good. You may proceed with your question now.
Thank you. Okay, if you could turn to Exhibit A21, please. Which is the 1025 ordinance. And I am looking for page 10 of 11, section 8.
I'm sorry, which page again? Can you repeat
that? It's titled on the top of the top right corner, 10 of 11 is the page I'm
interested in. Oh, okay.
And the second paragraph, which is numbered 8.
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, could you please read that number 8 paragraph, please?
Number 8 paragraph says, during the operating permit review or renewal process, comma, the department shall inspect the facility to determine that the ranges are consistent with the application descriptions and to assess any deficiencies or corrective actions necessary to meet the intent of this article, period. The department shall inform the applicant of any deficiencies or corrective actions to be taken and allow a reasonable time for the owner/operator to take corrective action. The department may reinspect the facility to verify corrective action.
Was your reviews, either the first or the second one, that's compound, was the second review process a result of an inspection?
Again, Madam Examiner, that inspection is called for to ensure the completed application and the range actual configuration meet. You can't do a configuration inspection until you have an application that tells you what you're supposed to be inspecting.
I object and move to strike the comments by Mr. Allison. He does not work for the county. He is not a county expert. I also, our continuing objection to him being, it seems to have been appointed sua sponte by the hearing examiner as an intervener. Mr. Allison initially did not request to be an intervener. He simply made a motion that our request, our hearing, be denied without hearing. I know other people have requested to be an intervener. This is distracting, and again, I'd move to strike the last two comments of Mr. Allison as irrelevant and just not proper before this tribunal.
Objection is noted. I understand the argument being made there. And I think I'm going to allow this question. So go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. I don't remember the question.
Yeah. let's start all over again. Okay. So two reviews have been done. The most recent review, which is the one we're dealing with, was any of the material contained therein brought to light as a result of an inspection of the range?
Anything in the application or anything in my review?
In your review.
Nothing in my review.
To the best of your knowledge, has an inspection related to our application been performed?
No, I have not done one.
Was one done in the first application?
I don't believe it was. I'm not certain, but I don't believe it was.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so let's go over to Exhibit 7, please. A7.
Okay.
Let me narrow down what I want you to read here. There's no sense in getting silly with it. So this is the letter sent to Barbara Butterton. It's dated January 12th. And if you would read just the first paragraph right after Dear Miss Butterton.
It begins, thank you for your request for clarification received on January 9th. Since time is of the essence, I'm responding as quickly as possible, comma, so you have additional, so if you have additional questions or concerns, please contact me, period. Additionally, comma, please note that your 90-day deadline to respond to our request for corrections and additional information is fast approaching, and your permit application will expire on January 15th, comma, 2017, unless KRRC provides the corrected and additional information requested or applies for an extension, period.
Thank you, sir. If you go to exhibit number 9, please, first page.
What letters were that?
A9, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so this is an email, and the top one where it's, well, the line that starts from David Lyman. You have another paragraph. Is this paragraph appears to be the same as the one in the formal document. Is that what it is, or was it separately produced?
I don't recall. It appears to be the same. It looks like we just forwarded an answer. This appears to me to be an answer to an email.
Yes. If you would read the sentence that begins, additionally, comma.
Additionally, comma, please note that your 90-day deadline to respond to our requests for corrections and additional information is fast approaching, and your permit application will expire on January 15th, 2017, unless KRRC provides the corrected and additional information requested or applies for an extension, period.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lynam, is it the department's position that the permit has since lapsed or expired?
The permit is expired. The application is expired.
In your previous testimony, if I understand it right, you said that you discussed the second application and the decision on the denial of the extension to provide additional information with Jeff Rowe. Is that correct?
I don't recall what I said last time.
Did you discuss the second application or the denial?
Then again, Madam Examiner, we're talking about denial of an application and review of an application, not the extension of the permit, which is beyond what we're talking about here today.
It may be beyond what Mr. Lynam wants to talk about, but our appeal has to do with the arbitrary and capricious denial of the extension of time and the flat-out denial of the permit. It doesn't say without prejudice. It doesn't give any other options other than reapply or denied. And Mr. Rowe was an integral part of that. And for the county to fight bringing in information for the hearing examiner, again, just continues to smack, if you will, of arbitrary and capriciousness. Mr. Rowe was very involved with the Paulsbo Sportsman's Club document. He was involved with this document, which is, I would imagine, the reason he was here at the last hearing, and still don't understand why he's not here today. We've not been given any sort of decent or relevant answer. So again, did you discuss?
Oh, let me rule on the question. Okay. I will allow this question.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you restate the question?
Did you discuss the second application, pertaining to the additional material and the extension of time with Jeff Rowe?
You have three questions there. Yes, I discussed it with him. And the second one, well, tell me what the second part was again.
Oh, I think that you just answered my question.
Thank you. Okay.
Was Jeff Rowe your supervisor at that time?
I don't recall if Jeff Rowe was at that time or whether I reported directly to Mrs. Garbo.
Is Mr. Rowe even employed with the county any longer?
Yes, he is.
But I understand you've got a new title as acting, excuse me, I think it said you're acting deputy director where Mr. Rowe had been deputy director. Has there been a change in position?
I have been appointed the acting assistant director.
In Mr. Rowe's position with the county?
No, I am appointed the acting, we have two.
Do you know Mr. Rowe's position with the county?
Yes, Mr. Rowe is still an assistant director with the county.
As part of your review process and processing of the application, is any weight given to whether the range was pre-existing or a new range?
No.
Mr. Lynam, in the first portion of our hearing a few weeks ago, you were asked if you reviewed the Paulsville Sportsman's Club application.
We've already had questions on that.
We have had.
And I've determined that that application is not relevant to the narrow issue that's before me. Or that the questions regarding how that was processed.
So the hearing examiner doesn't need information about the only other permit that's ever been granted as to determine whether or not the county arbitrarily or capriciously has treated Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club with their application?
From what I've heard so far, I do not see how it is relevant to the very narrow issue on the denial of the extension.
Well, we're not finished presenting our case, so as we proceed forward, it will become clear.
Okay, what is your specific question?
To what degree have you reviewed the Paulsville Sportsman's Club application and document?
I've read through it several times.
In fact, a quote from you from the last hearing was that other than to certify, it was a complete application. Beyond that, in talking about reviewing the Paulsville Sportsman's Club document, you said, and I quote, other than to certify that it was a complete application, but beyond that, no. So you looked over several times the Paulsville Sportsman's Club document, and you testified last time that it was that your review was to at least determine if it was a complete application.
You're mincing questions here, and this clearly is outside, again,
was
the basis of what we're talking about.
Maybe it's based also upon, if I reframe the question.
Pardon me, sir. And based upon that, the department is not prepared to answer those kinds of questions.
The Paulsville is outside the scope, I think, of what is relevant before me. But
it is not outside the scope of what's relevant before you when it comes to the arbitrary and capricious activity that has taken place by Mr. Lynam and the department.
Right, but the narrow
when it
scope
comes to if I may, to rephrase, I suppose, when you testified that it was to certify that it was a complete application, was the Paulsville Sportsman's Club application complete?
As I recall, it was.
Did Paulsville later file with the county their diagrams that were not present with the initial application?
But again, that's outside the scope of what is before me, so I'm not going to allow that question.
And at this time, Madam Examiner, we've been at it for about an hour and 15 minutes today. We had several hours last time. We've approached the point at which questioning in cross-examination and perhaps a quasi-deposition has passed the realm of being reasonable. The county requests that the hearing examiner close the cross-examination and ask the appellant to proceed with their presentation of fact today.
How many more questions or how much time do you?
Well, the hearing examiner had ruled that we have 8 hours.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, we don't anticipate that. We are trying to narrow it down. But with the county being unresponsive, not providing any of the material that we asked them for, and Mr. Lynam refusing to answer questions that are relevant to whether or not Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club's denial has been arbitrary and capricious and should be reversed, it is all relevant. And depending on how responsive, if Mr. Lynam or Mr. Allison want to object, they will eat up more time. But if they would just simply answer the questions, we can move forward.
And just to clarify, my ruling was no more than 8 hours, I believe, the wording on that. But to go back to my original question about how much time, how much more time on with this witness.
That's impossible to answer.
How many more? Do you have?
We have a couple of lines of questioning. We're trying to get through Mr. Lynam because Mr. Rowe conveniently is not here today. Even though he has been called to be here, he was identified as a witness and even showed up at the last hearing. And now being denied the opportunity at this moment, I suppose we could ask for another continuance until Mr. Rowe would be here or Ms. Louisa Garbo to answer some very pertinent questions as to the treatment of Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club and the denial of the
process. I will allow some more questions. They do have to be relevant to the narrow issue before me, but I will allow at this time to proceed. I do understand the concern about the timeliness of the proceeding, given how narrow the issue and that this isn't the substantive criteria and it's the permit compliance with those are not before me.
Right. And I understand, well, Mr. Lynam, I understand, is getting paid to stand here today. We're not. And we are, again, just wanting to get the facts in front of the hearing examiner so you can make a sound decision that hopefully everyone can live with.
Certainly having the relevant facts before me are important. It is also important to have an efficient proceeding because I know that the county is very busy with, as we all are, with everything else we have to deal with. So go ahead and proceed with your questions.
So you discussed the second application with Jeff Rowe, and you, as I understand the roles here, you denied the extension of time to provide additional material, but it was Mr. Rowe that denied the permit.
Mr. Rowe did not deny the permits, and I did not deny the extension.
You did not deny the extension, and Mr. Rowe did not deny the permit.
That's what I said, yes.
Okay, well, I appreciate you confirming that's what you said. Who denied the extension?
That decision was, I think Mr. Rowe signed that letter.
Could I have you go to Exhibit A3, please?
Okay, I'm at A3.
As I recall, you said that Mr. Rowe did not deny the permit and you did not deny the extension.
That's true.
Okay. Starting at the second page was a document that it appears you authored. Do you recognize that document?
I'm sorry, what exhibit are you on?
A3.
Okay.
The one dated 1/23/17, Ms. Butterton.
Yes.
And is that your signature at the end of that document?
Yes, it is.
But you did not deny the extension of time.
No, I did not.
And Mr. Rowe's signature on the first page of A3 is an administrative decision where it says the request for an extension of permit 1604424 is denied, so the permit is denied. And Mr. Rowe did not make that decision?
My testimony earlier is that Mr. Rowe probably could have worded that differently. The review wasn't complete, therefore the permit is not denied.
So it should have said the review isn't complete, so the permit is not denied?
No. What would you have it said?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. You said that it was your testimony that Mr. Rowe improperly worded this.
Yes.
Okay. How would you have worded it, or how should the department have worded it?
They probably should have just worded the request for an extension is denied and the application is expired.
What triggered the application to expire?
It was more than 90 days after the request for information.
And you informed the club that their permit application would expire unless they did one of two things, which was supply the information or request an extension of time.
That's correct.
Would you describe that as an offer of extension?
No.
When we left the last hearing, there was a question that had been put before you that had come about through a question and or statement from Mr. Allison to you about projectile containment. And the hearing examiner said that that was a good question that ought to be answered. But if we didn't provide information on bullet containment, and we began to probe that because the club's position has been and that we have provided that information, but you objected and the hearing was stopped by the hearing examiner at that time because you weren't prepared to answer those questions or go down that road.
Madam Examiner, that is review questions again, and we object to hashing out the review at this time.
That was more argument what was presented. Do you actually have an actual question?
I do. Has the county, has the department corresponded with Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club concerning the validity of an active permit or the expiration of an active permit after Mr. Rowe's notice?
Not to my knowledge. Outside of the scope of what we're talking about today, not to my knowledge. And again, Madam Examiner, the appellant appears to be making his case based upon the answers to my questions. At this time, I'd like to move again that we proceed to them presenting their case for this and in the period of cross-examination.
By presenting, you mean closing arguments or legal arguments?
I'm sorry?
By presenting, you mean moving to closing arguments?
Present their case with the facts. So far, what we've heard from the club is that based upon whatever testimony I have given, they haven't presented documents of fact or what their position or support of their position is. And I would ask you to move to that stage of this. The cross-examination is run on beyond the realm of being reasonable.
Just to be clear, I think on the order, well, once we conclude the witness examination process, we'll have an opportunity for closing argument from the parties where you all can make legal arguments. During some of the question, I've heard what are sometimes more legal arguments, and you all will have an opportunity to make those closing arguments, and then we may have post-hearing briefing if the parties want that on the legal issues. But let me hear what the next question is.
Okay.
And
could you please turn to Exhibit A21, please? The front of that is a copy of 1025. We're going to skip that. And I believe immediately after that is a letter followed by the first page of the permit application.
I'm sorry, which exhibit number?
A21.
21, okay.
This is offered in support of an earlier question.
This is chapter 1025.
Go past that. There's some other pieces after that. Then there's immediately a cover letter followed by the first. Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
We should have had a separate exhibit number for that.
That's all right. I think I know what you're referring to.
Okay, so there's a down there, there's an item number 4 that begins a diagram drawn at number 4. Is there a checkbox immediately to the left of the 4? Is there a check?
Again, Madam Examiner, this is discussing applications that were submitted in 2015. That application is irrelevant to what we're talking about today.
So this was, you're referring, this is the first application you're referring to, not the second?
This is the Paulsbo application, and I am not interested in the material in the application, but only how it was administered.
And again, Madam Mayor,
yeah, the question's outside. I'm not going to allow the questions outside the scope of the narrow issue that's before me. But just to clarify, this is the Paulsbo application you're referring to here.
That is correct.
Okay.
Mr. Lynam, when you issued or when the request for an extension of time was delivered, received it. And I believe go back to A3. You note that you received that from Mrs. Butterton on January 12th of 2017. So was her request for an extension timely in the department's view?
Are you referring to a specific exhibit with this question, or?
Exhibit 3A.
Okay.
Mr. Lynam's letter, where
that's
somebody he signed for, I don't know who, he says that he didn't make this decision. So I'm still having a tough time and would like to find out who made the decision. But he signed it, and he acknowledges in this letter, at least I'm trying to get him to,
ask a question.
On January 12th, was that the date that you received the request for a 90-day extension of time?
I don't recall if that was the date or not. That's what it says in the letter, so I presume it's correct. But I don't remember right offhand what date we actually received it.
So it might not be correct.
No, I'm pretty sure it's correct. We would have to go through and there's other exhibits that's got emails if we wanted to go back to that. But that sounds like the right date. And so, yeah, I would say that's correct.
Okay. And then you said that it just had, excuse me, this letter appears to have been authored or sent on 1/23 of 17. Is that correct?
That's the date on the top.
Why did it take so long?
I don't know. The workload that we had to do, the consideration of the request.
Had you ever informed Ms. Butterton or the club that their request for an extension of time might not be granted?
No, I did not.
Okay, we think we're done with direct examination of Mr. Lynam at this time. We'd like to reserve the ability to recall if necessary.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lynam. Did you all have any other witnesses you wish to call, or do you want to move into the argument section of this appeal?
We wish to call Marcus Carter to the stand.
Marcus Carter, you said? Mr. Carter, can you state your name for the record?
Marcus Carter.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Carter, are you familiar with Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club?
I am.
In what way?
I've been a member of Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club for approximately 30 years. I've been a former club vice president, former club president, and have been the executive officer now for well over 15 years.
Do you have any credentials in range operation or design?
I do. I have several certificates of course completion for NRA range development and operations. Classes from as an instructor. I'm a chief range safety officer. I am a range master with Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club. I have been a range master at other ranges for other events. I have been a practicing gunsmith for many years. Again, certifications from the NRA, not only on range development and activity, but also as a instructor, a training counselor, as well as, again, a chief range safety officer.
Do you have knowledge of any competitions held at KARC that involve law enforcement?
I do.
Could you please tell us about that?
Yes, those competitions include the primary one that we did annually until recently was the Courage Classic, which took place for approximately 20 years, which was a law enforcement and military and civilian shooting event for charity that brought in law enforcement and military folks from all over the state.
Have you and other officers of KRRC administered competitions on military bases?
Madam Examiner, this has absolutely nothing to do with...
Mr. Allison, I'm going to allow this questioning. It's introductory to establish who the witness is, so I will allow this line of questioning.
I'm sorry.
The question is, have you and members of the staff at KRRC administered competitions on any military bases?
Again, we have, we were asked by Colonel Hodges, the base commanding officer for Joint Base Lewis-McChord, to come and administer a law enforcement shoot, which was for civilian and military law enforcement personnel. We provided event design, administration of the match, chief range safety officers that handled each of the shooters, and again, including the aspect of setup and design of multiple facilities. We were also asked by the base commander on the McChord side of the base to design and execute a shooting event for the Air Force Special Forces personnel, their JTAC personnel, as they refer to them, which is their on-the-ground law enforcement people, Special Forces people that go in with the Green Berets and the SEALs to help direct Air Force operations. We, again, were asked to design and administer events on JBLM property, Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
Have you been closely involved and are aware of the operation of KRC?
I am.
Have you been involved and have close knowledge of the permitting process as far as our portion of it up to this point?
I do.
Okay, I think that's enough foundation. Did you, prior to a hearing before Judge Roof, attempt to reactivate our application with DCD?
I did.
And did they deny that ability?
They did. I took a cover letter and a check for $500 written by the club treasurer, Lauren Todd, who's actually here this evening, or this morning, and we went to the DC, the Department of Community Development, and asked them, even through this process, to accept the money to continue and or renew the permit so that it could be processed.
And did we submit a great deal of material before you did that?
We had in latter part of January, we submitted, we believe, more than enough material to have satisfied the questions that Mr. Lynam had posed in his summary request, his summary review and request for information. We submitted quite a large stack of documents, rule books, operational instructions, and further. And again, we believe we answered every question that Mr. Lynam had posed.
So at this point in time, albeit the county's position is likely that that material was not submitted timely, to your best of your understanding, if that material is included, is our response complete at this time?
The response for the request for information was complete. We believe that the application on initial submittal was more complete than the entirety of documents that were brought up before the Poulsbo Sportsman's Club from the beginning. So to answer questions that we believe that were perhaps superfluous and certainly were not even asked of Poulsbo Sportsman's Club, we went to great lengths to try to see to it that all of them were answered to their satisfaction. Mr. Lynam really needs to step up to a microphone. We have found that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Watching.
Yeah. Can you, yeah, if we didn't I don't know if we captured that or not.
Sure, got it right here. Again, the department wishes to object to that question because the hearing examiner has already ruled that application and materials for Poulsbo Gun Club's application are irrelevant to the item before us today.
That is true and agree with that. However, I think you answered the question, so I'm going to go ahead and allow it since you've already answered it. So.
As part of the materials we submitted, did it include the rules for various sports?
It did.
Did it include more than two?
It included quite a few. It was quite a task to assemble all of those items, find latest versions and copies, make sure that there were if there had been any addendums or additions to, but that was all included in that packet.
Was that something that we thought was a good idea, or was it done at the request of DCD?
Yeah, it was done at the request of Mr. Lynam.
Madam Examiner, again, we're following the line of question that has to do whether or not they were responsive to a request for information. We've already established that that permit had expired by that time. Again, we're talking about review here, not the matter at hand is whether or not the department erred in their decision to extend the permit.
I will curtail the examination. No. I mean, you can. I'll up to now, I'll allow the questions. Please make an effort to keep them focused on the narrow issue at hand, but go ahead and proceed with the question. I do note the objection and the concern, and there is, we're kind of, I do have concerns on relevancy.
I'm on a short leash.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
To the best of your understanding, did we address all the safety issues that Mr. Lynam brought up in his review?
Madam Hearing Examiner, we're at the same point again. This line of questioning is in reference to materials that were asked for in the request for information and correction. We've already established that those aren't relevant to the matter at hand today. It's the same line of question despite your instructions.
Understood. I'll allow that question, however.
As part of the process by which we were responding to the review document. Did the committee, when they were interpreting the response from DCD, where Mr. Lynam just read to us where it said unless, did we interpret that as an offer of an extension?
Absolutely. The county code that he quoted allows for extensions of time, with the exception that I have seen of if it was requested for financial issues, and that wasn't the purpose of our request. Our request was simply at his direction was to make sure that we had a complete packet and that we wouldn't be submitting anything piecemeal. They wanted it in one final review package. And so we accepted that those terms and requested the permit, extension to complete his paperwork and be able to give the county exactly what they were asking for.
Did the club depend upon that document and how they interpreted it for their actions?
Absolutely. We not only that document, but there was an email as well that Mr. Lynam had sent, and the club relied on those documentation for the course that we took to supply the information. Otherwise, we would have submitted what we had to that date, but we had very specific instructions not to submit anything until it was a complete package.
Had that letter read differently to the effect that you need to file this by the certain date and your extension would not be given if you asked for it, would our actions have been different?
They certainly would have been different. We would have submitted everything that we had at that point and then waited for whatever else the department perhaps needed or waited for inspection.
So the material that was submitted after the deadline, would it have been better if we'd had more time to get it together?
Well, that was the reason for the request for extension. Again, we had found several rule books that we had in our possession that were out of date, and many organizations constantly have rules committees that review and renew how they're to function, including safety aspects of their activity in sport. And we, to the best of our ability, spent that time to get them, to get the department all of the information that that again was a part of Mr. Lynam's request. Although again, we see that was not something requested or demanded of Paulsville Sportsman's Club.
Again, objection, Madam Examiner. We keep going back to the Paulsville Sportsman Club despite your repeated directions not to do so. Could you advise?
I noted that, and I will take it into account. You. And the decision itself didn't, or I'm sorry, the question itself didn't have to do with that. And I will take that into account. So objection is noted for the record.
Were there any paid professionals on the committee to develop our portion of the permit and our response to the request for information?
No, we were all club members and volunteers.
Have we received any other documents from DCD that would appear to put an offer before us as far as an extension of time or ability to process the application?
Yes, we did. We specifically received a card recently from the Department of Community Development specifically concerning this permit application. And if I may...
Yeah, please use it as a reference.
On August 9th, we received in the mail, as was received, and I'm holding here in my hand, a card that was sent out from the Department of Community Development. Again, Lauren Todd, our club treasurer, who is here in the room, is the one who got it out of our mailbox on 8/9/17. It got into my hands, and this was addressed to Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club regarding permit number 1604424. The card says permit action required. It says, dear applicant, your permit application is in a return status due to missing information. Because we have not received the requested information, your application will expire next month. Allowing your application to expire may require you to submit a new application with additional fees if you continue your project. To avoid permit application, submit the required documentation listed in the information request or apply for an application extension. And it has to review our requesters online. I have extra copies that we have made.
Your Honor, if he is going to submit any additional information, we had already closed the official record for any other exhibits. The previous one, which would be the postcard, would be included in that. It's received past the closure, and what may be in Mr. Carter's hand was not provided prior to this date, to my knowledge.
Is this a new exhibit?
We didn't have it prior to, and a notice from the county, I specifically got one that said exhibits and information can be provided up through and including today, the day of hearing. We did not receive it. I did not have it in my hand as prior to the admission of the other documents. We turned those in out of respect for the hearing examiner's request that as the exhibits needed to be in by a certain date, and we provided those that the county was responsive to. This is in answer to and rebuttal to Mr. Lynam's statement earlier that the county has not sent any other documentation to the gun club regarding this permit, and that was not true. And so I am offering a copy of that document as an exhibit.
And, Madam Examiner, we object to entering this as an exhibit at this time.
Of course. have the original right here in my hand. And it says right on the front, this is concerning application 16-04424, the one that this hearing is about. And according to county, according to the county, was sent out at the start of this month sometime. Again, I didn't get it into my hands until very recently.
It says it was received August 9th, and it was not submitted.
That's when Mr. Todd pulled it out of our mailbox. Again, we're volunteers. It's not like the county here where we're paid full time to see to it that things are ran one to another.
When did you actually receive it? Or
I don't recall, but it was after the submittal of our exhibit package.
And if I may, Madam Examiner, Mr. Carter's representation of what I may or may not have said, without benefit of court reporter or deposition, you're relying on what his recollection of what I said is, and would request, and the county objects also to using that reference.
I'm going to reserve ruling on this. It is a new exhibit, and I am concerned about the fact that it was not, once you all did have it, it was not submitted. But I'm going to reserve ruling on it.
It is still a document, an actual document from the Department of Community Development concerning this matter, and absolutely goes to impeach Mr. Lynam and his claim that there has been no further documentation, and also goes to show that there is a a normal way for the county to handle extensions of time, permit applications, and it appears that it wasn't followed, but perhaps someone in the department is.
Understood. I'm going to reserve ruling on its admission. Did you have?
Yeah, just one additional comment, which is because this is official communication from the county on this particular application, the record would be incomplete without it.
I'll reserve ruling on this particular exhibit, but we should give it a number. That's not to say that it is admitted, but just so we know what is being referred to. So it would be A23, I believe. Proposed A23.
Mr. Carter, in all the communications with DCD, were we ever instructed that if we wish to have meetings with DCD about our application, they were quite willing, but we would have to pay for them?
That's correct. We were told that we received a communication. I think it originally came from the county prosecutor's office, but that if we wanted to meet and speak with any department staff, that we would have to pony up several hundred dollars minimum, depending on the level or the time that we wanted to spend or the preparedness of the individuals that county would show up. I believe the document actually told us that for a simple sit down for a very short period of time, the county would not do any research or bring any documents to the table. Again, it was going to be quite expensive.
And again, Madam Examiner, the department objects once again that we continue to talk about the review procedure, not the decision at hand.
Objection is noted. I'll allow that question. Yes, Mr. Allison.
I would like to enter an objection on this one, too. The letter that Mr. Carter is talking about was in response to a club request to the county to participate in mediation with their insurance company on the Pierce County case, not related to this one at all.
I'd move to strike.
I believe.
Mr. Allison has no frame of reference that's even remotely accurate on this.
Let me ask the question, Mark. So is his characterization correct, or were these two separate situations?
Talking about Mr. Allison's character, they were two separate.
And the, when was the last time that there was mediation issues between the county and the club?
Well, the club has requested mediation on multiple occasions. In fact, we are the only party that has requested mediation. We even requested that in the initial phone call with a hearing examiner in asking whether it would be possible to sit down and have a mediation discussion. The county has turned it down at every step, with the only exception being there was...
Pardon me, Mr. Carter, but Madam Examiner, again, this is way off base.
Yeah, mediation is outside the scope. Certainly the parties can mediate or settle as they wish, but that's outside the scope of my review.
Okay, I guess my final question would be, considering your experience and expertise, both is the operation of Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club, when it was open, as safe as was practical?
Without question. Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club has been open and in operation for more than 90 years. This is something that is factual. This is not theoretical. We have discharged and supervised the discharge of millions of rounds of ammunition. Thousands of competitors and community members coming out and using the facility. And their Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club has been reviewed by Mr. Scott Krantz. It's a part of the packet that was a part of our application. He's considered one of the nation's leading range experts that would agree with my assessment that if Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club continues to be used in accordance with its administrative protocols and with the engineering and that has the berms and the lay of the land as it sets.
Madam Examiner, we're talking about the application materials once again. We're not talking about whether or not the county erred in making its decision to deny the permit. That is all application types of materials.
Objection noted. If you could conclude your remarks or your answer.
Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club is one of the finest facilities in the state of Washington. The people that run that organization are remarkable, and I am privileged to have been associated with and a part of a group of people that are exceptionally concerned with firearm safety, with the proper and responsible use of firearms and the range itself. It is a facility that has been praised by law enforcement and military personnel. It has been reviewed and examined by many entities and organizations, as well as dozens of range masters from other facilities, and we are as fine a facility as can be had. We, though, have been treated poorly by the county, and with all due respect, again, there has, with the county's opportunity in trial to try to show that projectile containment to our
property is inadequate. Madam Examiner, actions that have taken at trial are irrelevant to the discussion that we are at hand. The county objects to that portion of this answer.
Objection noted. That is outside the scope. And if you could conclude.
Is there anything else you want?
I think that'll do. Thank you.
Madam Examiner, I just have four short questions of Mr. Carter, if you would concede.
Certainly.
Yes, absolutely. I would like to show you, which is Exhibit 12. I think it was of the original record that's here. Let me show it to you. You can use this one. And do you recognize that?
I do.
And what is that, please?
That was the cover letter that went with all of those materials I spoke of earlier that I believe were delivered on or about the 1st of January. In fact, it's received on the 31st. So this was the cover letter with those materials.
Thank you. Mr. Carter, do you remember the date that we sent you the letter that said that your extension was denied and your permit?
And the permit was denied?
No. My question
Well, that's what the letter said.
Do you remember receiving, do you remember the date of the letter that the county sent you that said that your permit extension is denied?
I don't have it in front of me right now.
Do you recall that date?
The date that the letter that you authored that said the extension was denied?
No. The date of the letter that you received from Mr. If you give me just a moment, I'm sure that we could probably find that. And I think it may be A3.
I believe that's correct.
Okay, so yeah, there it is, Exhibit A3. Mr. Carter, could you read the date of that letter, please?
January 30th.
Thank you very much.
Of 2017.
Okay. And do you recall the date? You said that you came in later to reactivate the permit. Is that correct? Did
That's
I paraphrase
correct.
That right? Do you remember the date that was?
We were looking earlier. We'd found the cover letter that went in with it. Perhaps if we go to your other question, we can get that for you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. And just recollection, do you know what date this action where you appealed our decision began? Do you remember the date that was filed?
I believe it was within the 14 days of Mr. Rowe's letter that you just had me identify. It said that it needed to
Thank
be
you very much. Appreciate that. And further, and I'm not trying to submit another exhibit here, but according to county records, we received that on the 13th of February. So, indeed, that was timely. Would you agree?
I believe it was within the 14 days.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that was before or after you came in to reactivate the permit?
I believe that was that was before we came in to reactivate the permit. We were in this process here of appealing it when we tried to reactivate the permit.
I see. And when we said no, we're not going to reactivate that permit, did we tell you why not?
All I was told at the time was that we would receive some, that because there was an active appeal, that they would, at this time, they would not take our check.
I think that's my recollection as well. So you submitted the reactivation of a permit. That was a reactivation, not a reapplication. Was I correct on that?
It was to attempt to process, again, this.
But my question was it a reactivation or were you reapplying for the permit?
We were doing whatever was necessary to try to get
the
application. I just did.
Was that a reactivation or a reapplication? Because I believe earlier that you had referenced that it was a reactivation request. I just wanted to be clear on that.
We were, and again, whatever the terminology is, we were trying to get the department to process the permit with the information that was provided to them.
Thank you very much. I think that's all. But my recollection of that event when we talked earlier and agreed we don't have the benefit of court reporter back is that you came in with a $500 check to reactivate the permit. And that's what you testified today. So you'd already gotten notice that it was expired and you couldn't reactivate it. This was in process. This process, the appeal was already there.
What document are you referring to when you said that we received notice that we could not reactivate it?
If you'd allow me to finish the question, I hadn't got there yet. I'm not being argumentative. I'm just leading to a question. So was the purpose of you coming in to apply for that permit to reactivate or to reapply on the date that you were to go to Judge Roof's hearing, is that relevant at all, do you think?
We wanted the department to do their job.
No, sir.
And
that's not what
I asked. Sir, you asked a question of me, and I intend to answer it.
I'm done then. Thank you, ma'am.
I intend to answer. He asked a question. The question he asked of me was, what was our purpose in applying? Was it reapplication?
Our purpose was to get the department to do their job, inspect the range, and issue a permit. The department has refused to do their job in that vein and has, again, that with the purpose of our appeal is to show the arbitrary and capricious nature of how Paulsville Sportsman's Club was treated in relationship to Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club.
And again, Matt,
that is pertinent. Excuse me, sir.
If you could briefly conclude.
Our appeal is about the arbitrary and capricious nature in which the department has handled two applications under the same code. Our purpose in trying to pay more money to the county was simply to get them to do their job, evaluate the material on the merits, which they refused to do.
Thank you.
Can I have
any further questions?
No, thank you.
Okay.
One question of redirect, mm-hmm. please.
Yep.
Was when the time that you tried to give them the check and were declined, was that right before we were having a hearing before Judge Roof?
I believe it was. I'm not sure.
Would it have been a week, a day, 2 days?
I would have to actually look at the date of the document. I know it was on the letter that we had done it. The permit committee had discussed the best possible ways, what were the best possible ways to get the county to process the application. We didn't want to miss a step as we could, so we went down to try to get them, even while this process was continuing, to process the material as it was presented to them.
Thank you.
Anything further? Thank you. Any additional witnesses?
One moment. Can we have a very short break? Thank you.
But we'll take a short recess, about 5 minutes, and then we'll reconvene.
Thank you.